InACan.com.
Whether they start calling it the competitive option or not, it looks like the Senate health care bill will include one of those options, be it public or competitive. It's the same thing. So millions of Americans supposedly will have the choice of purchasing government-run insurance coverage, but do they have the 60 votes needed to pass the plan? We'll talk about that. How about those pilots who overshot the Minneapolis runway by 150 miles? They were busy on their laptops, or so they say, to the National Transportation and Safety Board. And President Obama officially saying to some Navy pilots that he's not going to rush the Afghanistan decision while 14 Americans die in helicopter crashes, two separate incidents, one in midair and another one as they were supposedly taking off, although the Taliban is claiming that it was their rocket fire that brought it down in a western area of Afghanistan. In the meantime, we start on a different note here on America Tonight. A couple of other things are happening, including this one. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, by the way. Hope you're having a good week. It's just the start of it. The end of the week, of course, is Halloween. So we will lighten the load, by the way, with another Nail the Score, kind of a Halloween version, if you will. Well, it wasn't a prank that went well for the radio station in that Wii trial. Do you remember that? There was a contest in Sacramento, California, and a woman called in, and she was desperate for her kids to win the Wii, and it was a contest called Hold Your Wii for a Wii, and the woman, her name was Jennifer Strange, actually died. So jurors concluded the sixth day of deliberations on Friday heading into the weekend without a verdict in this wrongful death trial in California between the family of Mrs. Strange and Entercom in Sacramento and ultimately Entercom Communications. So the jury on Monday, still they're back, and they still have not come up with a verdict in that one. And what direction are they leaning in? They requested something from last week. The jury got and received a 10-digit adding machine to help them through, I guess, the deliberations. They had asked the court judge for an Excel computer program and then were denied the request, but they did give the seven men and the five women on that jury a pad of paper and a calculator. So it makes you wonder, what were they trying to come up with? And they asked them for this machine. Probably, I would think, that they're thinking about some kind of damages. So they're probably looking at the liability, and they might be looking at some big numbers for that family. When a contest goes wrong like that, it couldn't have been worse for that family. The fact that, you know, this young mother was she got sucked into the contest and was going along and was playing along and then ultimately ended up dying is just sad and just wrong, I guess, and certainly in the first place. Now, the people that were responsible for the stunt were all let go from that company, but it shows you what people are willing to do, number one. And also, sadly, what some people are willing to let them do in the name of a gag that came off the tracks. And many of us have listened to morning shows and grew up listening to morning shows. And the wackier, the better. And the funnier, that's the water cooler buzz. And everybody would be talking about it because controversy or completely off the charts sells. People forget that radio, television, media, it's a business, baby. That's why the Fox News thing is interesting and the war with the White House. Because the more that the Anita Dunn story, the White House communications director who opened up the Pandora's box, the more that the others in the White House, whether it's Rahm Emanuel or David Axelrod or the president himself or whoever, the more they talk about Fox, the more it just fans the flames. The more you hear Well, the White House tries to control what the media spin is, what's being said. I think the more damaging, ultimately, it is to the White House, certainly not to the news organization, because you got to remember, it's what do the people running the show care about? They care about making money. Otherwise, they can't, number one, afford to keep the programs or the talent or the production people or any of them employed just from the basic level. And number two, they want to make big fat profits, and they want to live the good life, and that's the idea, whether it's locally or nationally. And to that end, as we spin off into another area, CNN and all the cable news stations and just news in general, in the latest ratings that came out, wow, CNN is just getting pounded. And it's interesting because you look at the Fox numbers, and the Fox numbers are huge compared to CNN. The CNN shows were beaten by all the Fox News programs. I mean, you know, 3-1, 4-1 in most cases. And you look at the numbers for like a Bill O'Reilly show, for example, where his audience is over 3 million. 3 million. The other guys behind him are not even barely up to 1 million. It's, again, just incredible numbers compared to what CNN is pulling down and MSNBC. So for, I guess, all the bravado of the White House, they're not, they're certainly not hurting Fox News if you look at the, the recent ratings. And as I said, it is a business, which brings me back around to the radio stunt. Trying to get people to listen, and in brainstorming and coming up with clever ideas, that's how the whole we thing came about. But who knew that it would lead to that situation? I mean, who is right in this scenario? And obviously the jury seems to be leaning toward the family. I think it doesn't take a genius to know that if they're looking at a calculator and they're talking about trying to figure out numbers, then they're trying to think about ultimately rewards and, you know, what they'll give that family. Good for them, because I think that they should do that. And we'll see what the number is. Although I don't think it was certainly not intentional for that to happen. But it goes to, again, what we're talking about with ratings, and be it radio stations or television in the case of Fox or CNN or MSNBC. That's why for the longest time, you know, who knew who was on MSNBC besides Keith Olbermann, because it seemed like every couple of months they were making a change if they didn't get the ratings that they were looking for. Coming up, we're going to talk about the 14 Americans who died in the Afghanistan helicopter crashes. As I said, there was two separate incidents, and we talked about it a little bit on our last America's Night. Very sad that one supposedly actually had come right off of the heels of a successful mission that included three drug enforcement agents as well, because that's the new thing. They're involved in many of these assignments. And the firefight with the Taliban was huge. 26 people were injured, and 11 American servicemen, one American civilian, and 14 Afghan soldiers. So there was pretty lethal crashes. Details coming up here in just a second on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Coming up, it's some paychecks were dumped into your bank account mysteriously and you did not work for the company. Would you report it or would you just close your eyes and take the money? I'm going to tell you about what one man decided to do coming up around the bend. And also we're going to talk a little bit about the Michael Jackson movie that's coming out, so-called movie. It's basically the last footage of Michael. Let's jump to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa here on ATN. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. Three quick subjects I want to cover. The first thing I want to say is I had it nailed right on the pilots with them being on the Internet.
Mm.
And secondly, my thing about the poppies in Afghanistan, I've given this some thought, and I come from a farming state, as you know, where every couple of months the manufacturers come out with new chemicals that they can put on the cornfields and soybean fields that eradicate the weeds and make the weeds so that they can't mature and grow. And I don't know why they can't use some of that knowledge and take some of that over to Afghanistan and put on those poppy fields and end them forever.
Boy, wouldn't that be a good thing? That's a great suggestion.
I hope somebody takes that to heart and takes it to the heart of Washington and gets somebody moving on that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I never thought of it until you said that, but again, that's a good suggestion. Why not? Because they're maneuvering and doing other things with the drug enforcement agents and using the guns, so that's great.
And then I wanted to know if you had touched on or heard about supposedly some Republican gentleman that had made target practice out of something with Wasserman's initials on it, and they claim that they shot at some something about Muslims, too. I don't know where it was, paper figurines or what, and their target practicing they were doing.
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
I heard that earlier tonight. It was mentioned on Alan Combs, and they didn't go into it too far. But I guess one of the guys is running against Wasserman when she comes up for election again. And they said they were target practicing and that they had put her initials on something and then that they had done that with the Muslims, too. So maybe you can find out some more about that.
No kidding. That's interesting. No, I didn't hear Alan's show, so I didn't catch that. But thanks, Jana.
You have a good evening.
That makes an interesting twist, certainly, nonetheless. All right, 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents about any of the things, obviously, that we're talking about. And I mentioned the 14 Americans dying in the Afghan chopper crashes, but in case you didn't hear, just to make sure you understand what happened, it's obviously one of the deadliest days in the last 4 years or so, and you've got the president meeting with the security team and for their sixth conference on what they're going to do about the war and whatnot. A helicopter went down in the west part of the country. It left the scene of a huge firefight. 10 Americans killed, 7 troops and 3 drug enforcement agents, 11 American service members altogether, 1 U.S. civilian, 14 Afghans also injured. Then there was this other thing, and we mentioned this before, the 2 Marine helicopters who collided in flight before sunrise over the southern province, rather, of Helmand. That killed 4 troops and wounded 2 others. So that's the single biggest, single day loss of life since June of 2005. You had 16 U.S. troops that went down on a Special Forces helicopter when their helicopter was shot down by insurgents. So they're ruling out hostile fire, though, in the collision, but they haven't given a cause. This was so strange because I keep trying to find out. On the fatal crash in the West, they're saying it was pretty much 98% guaranteed that it wasn't hostile fire. But the Taliban is saying, and of course they're going to claim this, they're saying that they shot down a helicopter in that area, but it was impossible to kind of verify the claim if it was the same incident or not. And what happened during the operation is you had insurgent forces engaged in this joint force effort, and about a dozen fighters were killed, the enemy, if you want to call them Taliban, whatever, in the firefight. So I guess that's certainly the good news. And the operation was this narcotics trafficking in western Afghanistan. This is part of the reason why the DEA is involved in it, which I think is actually a good twist in what they're trying to do. Because, for goodness sake, I mean, that's where the money comes from, and that's when they're making the deals for the guns and, you know, everything else. By the way, the death toll now, it brings it to at least 46, the number of U.S. service members who have been killed in October, you know, at this point. So, obviously, a really tough year internationally and for the U.S. since that invasion back in 2001 to toss out the Taliban. And right now the Obama administration is debating whether to send troops, more troops, to the country, while, of course, the government itself in Afghanistan is trying to hold that runoff election between President Hamid Karzai and the challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, after it was uncovered that the August elections were bogus and jimmy-rigged all over the place. So now what the White House has been saying, of course, is that the runoff is going to have a legitimate government. That's what they want. And I think this is just another way to not come up with a full-fledged decision at this point and wait to see who gets in, which wouldn't really make a difference whatsoever. I mean, let's be honest about it, because either one of these two guys wants support from the United States, certainly, and NATO, and anything that they can get. That's the name of the game here for either one of them. Meanwhile, by the way, forces in Kabul fired automatic rifles into the air for a second day. They're trying to contain the stone-throwing students who are upset over what's happened to the Quran, they're saying, by U.S. troops during an operation a couple of weeks ago in that province. So they had to even bring fire trucks in to push back the protesters with the water cannons. Imagine that sight. And a bunch of officers and whatnot were injured in that and what ensued there, but none of the students, nothing bad happening to the students other than, of course, getting blasted in the streets. As I mentioned, coming up, we're going to talk about that Illinois man and whether or not you would not say anything if a check happened to show up into your account. I have to think that a lot of people listening, you know, whichever you would do, it's like the old thing, if you found a bag of money, nobody's around, could be drug money, whatever, but you know you're scot-free, you can't see anybody around for miles, so you found it, so you just take it, take some money out of it, don't do that at all, turn it in. You know, ultimately, what direction do you go in here? It's one of those, moral dilemmas, I guess. Oh, by the way, we have a follow-up, too, that I wanted to jump to. We had a couple of weeks ago on the show Joanna Krupa from Dancing with the Stars. You know, sometimes we got to lighten the load around here. And I thought you would enjoy hearing from one of the people that's on this show that actually 25 million people watch. It's one of the highest-rated shows, I guess, on the tube. So apparently she told us when she was on with us that, hey, if we gave her a call, she would let us know what cover she was going to be on, because she couldn't be sure yet at this point, but it's been released that she is going to be on the December cover of Playboy magazine. I love when how they try to talk about it to make sure it comes out tastefully when they have the release. They're saying that the shoot is very modern and artistic. And here's the quote, unlike anything that they've seen before in Playboy. You know what? It's like the old thing when guys used to say they got caught with a Playboy magazine. They'd say, well, I was reading it for the articles. There's a great article about whoever, whatever politician or whatever actor or whatever sports athlete or whatever it is. But they'd say that they were reading it for the articles. So it's kind of like the same thing. It's going to be very artistic and modern. But anyway, she said it was a big deal, and it is a big deal. There was a couple of cover shoots that she was getting ready for, and certainly that is one of them. Wow. So coming up around the bend, we'll tell you about the Illinois guy, and we'll talk about Michael Jackson and the fact that his new movie is coming out and people have jumped in line to get tickets. In fact, they've been ordering tickets the day it was announced. I think a lot of these movie theaters are probably sold out of the seats, frankly. Will you be going? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
You know, you made me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Pretty young thing.
Where did you come from, baby? Oh, ooh, won't you take me there? Gotta wait for you, baby.
Brought up an interesting deal on the congresswoman, and the target practiced at a gun range. I have some funny details about that. But first, Michael Jackson, you just heard the song. I mean, how can you deny it? No matter what the deal was with a strange, bizarre, sicko world and what was his life, the concert that's coming out, This Is It, could be an incredible, incredible success. Advance ticket sales have been brisk, but nobody really knows how big the turnout's going to be. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, it comes out on Wednesday. It's Wednesday is the day. And they're thinking maybe 100 million total for the hall domestically. I think it might even go a little bit higher. Some people are saying the same thing, that could happen. What the deal is kind of like a documentary. It's not really quite a concert film. And as I said, it's called This Is It. and they haven't had anything like this in movie theaters before. It's months after Jackson died, remember back in, what, June? So people are still trying to digest every kind of scrap of information about him. There's a 100 hours of footage that was shot when he was rehearsing for the concerts that he was going to do in London in the weeks before his death, and apparently they pared it all down, and it really is, I guess, a final glimpse or look into the life of Michael Jackson, who was the pop king, you can't deny it, in the 80s, before he became a recluse and had all those allegations of child molestation and whatnot, and boy, there is no leaks on this film. I've tried all over the place, and anybody I know that has any kind of juice whatsoever in L.A., I mean, they are sworn to not say anything. The distributor is Sony, and it is under tight wrap, very much so. And there's going to be, I guess, premieres worldwide, advanced screenings for customers ahead of the Wednesday deal. No critics have seen it. Entertainment journals were shown like 12 minutes of it last week. So, hey, Sony paid $60 million for the film rights, and they plan to have the movie out for just over 2 weeks. That's it. Could make it this exclusive thing, 16 days, and then it's done. And, you know, I'm thinking, I bet you that ultimately they sell it for some crazy amount of money as a DVD, but whatever. It's interesting that this is happening now in light of how many months, like we said, his death, etc. Elizabeth Taylor, however, who did see the documentary, says it is the single most brilliant piece of filmmaking she has ever seen. She was sworn to secrecy, but she did post some thoughts about the film on Twitter, not, excuse me, giving away anything. Just trying to say that it was, boy, easy for me to say, that it was truly a piece of genius in every aspect, and that fans of Michael Jackson should see it again and again and again. Now, we're going to find out what it was like, because Matt Johnson was a huge Michael Jackson fan growing up in the 80s. And, Matt, you are going with your sister to this concert, right?
That is very true. She called me up as soon as she found out that tickets are going on sale, and was there and bought tickets. I think she was getting them online, I think, as soon as they did go on sale. So we're going to one of the first shows on Wednesday together. Her and I were both huge Jackson fans back in the 80s. As you said, we both were very big fans of his. I had, like, all of his albums. So did she. And we used to dance around the house listening to Michael Jackson all the time. So, huge fan, and I'm definitely going to enjoy it, I think. I've seen, you know, there's just like that little two-minute snippet that you've seen of his rehearsal, but I think it's going to be a really fun time. They're expecting huge crowds, and I don't know. I hope I'm not disappointed, and I don't think I will be.
I don't think so. I mean, it's interesting what Liz Taylor said, but said that it just basically cements his genius and how creative he was. So she says it's the best piece of film work that she's ever seen. So however they put it together, perhaps they did just an incredible job of weaving it, because they had 100 hours, like I said, of footage of them. So trying to figure out what to put in, that had to be an interesting task.
Yeah, that's, and I didn't know that there was 100 hours, but were they already planning on doing a documentary? Because why would they have so much footage already?
I think they were. They were planning on doing things with the film, but of course they didn't know he was going to die,
right?
And then it turned into this. So it was lucky in a way, I guess, in a sense, that they had this rehearsal footage, because it's all you would see of this concert.
Yeah, and Sony, for getting that for only $60 million, I think is a steal, because they're going to make much more than that in the sales.
I think so,
too. They're doing the right thing by limiting it just to a couple weeks, because it keeps the interest up. And I don't think anybody wants to go and see this movie with, you know, just an empty theater. I don't think that would be the way to see it, because it's, you know, going to have concert-like atmosphere. You want, like, a lot of people around you when you're watching it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be weird. So to just drag it out and all that sort of stuff, I think this was a smart play, absolutely, on their part. And now it's interesting, too, from London, they've got the sequin gloves, the Rolls Royce, his Rolls Royce personal memorabilia and stuff is they're showing it at the London venue where he would have performed his comeback concerts, and they're calling it the official exhibition. It starts on Wednesday, and they've got 250 different things from his private collection so that they can look at it. I mean, the stuff that he really wore before his death, all the things that he was wearing, the clothes, the jewelry, the paintings, awards, instruments, all that kind of stuff is going to be there, including, like I mentioned, the sequined white left-hand glove that he wore in 1983. That'd be kind of cool to see that, actually.
Yeah, definitely. I remember, I think I had a little glove thing deal when my sister and I would do little performances. I'd throw that on and rock it. But another thing, too, they're going to have the DVD sales, I bet you, out before, you know, the holiday season in the winter comes out, because that thing's going to make a killing as well.
Oh, sure. And, you know, there's a DVD. That's the other brilliance of that. From the marketing aspect, you do the 16 days, and then you have the DVD, which makes sense, because then you don't, you know, then that's it. You don't, it's out of the theaters, and that's it. So it's smart. It's a smart play on their part, absolutely. And yeah. This exhibition in London, it's like £15, which would be about $24, and they're finding that people just can't get enough of it. So if that's any indication, like I said, we certainly know it's definitely going to be huge. Hey, speaking of, you know, the Michael Jackson thing, you go from, and I wonder how much the tickets were. See, Matt doesn't know what the tickets were, because I love this. His sister got the tickets. They could be $50, $24. Guarantee they're not $7 or $8 or $9. They're not the standard ticket price. I'm thinking, I bet you it's like 20 some dollars, but I don't. No, I'm sure I could find that out pretty easy, but I don't know what it is. All right, I want to give you the payoff on this thing about the guy who got the money. There's this guy in Somerville, New Jersey, and he had to admit to banking more than $470,000 in paychecks from a company he didn't work for. A 35-year-old guy, so he in not Somerville, New Jersey, Illinois, he pled guilty in New Jersey Superior Court to one count of theft as part of a plea bargain. What happened was he accepted a job with a New Jersey-based telecommunications company in September of 2002, but he changed his mind. The company's computer system never removed his name from the payroll, so check this out. Paychecks were deposited into his bank account until February of 2007, and then the auditors, Avaya is the company, the auditors discovered the mistake. So prosecutors are recommending a 6-year prison term and restitution. Sentencing is for January 8th. Here's what's so strange. Well, first of all, how does he think that they're never going to find out? And what a lame company. It took them from, 2002 until February of 2007 to realize they made a mistake. So they didn't remove his name from the payroll. He had to know he was rolling the dice and getting all this money, especially when you're talking about almost $500,000. Duh. I there's no doubt it would be exciting if it was like one big lump sum. But if I saw something that was just too big of a number, or somehow had gotten in there and it was from some old company or whatever it was, yeah, there's no way. I wouldn't take the risk. So I'm hoping that all of you listening feel the same way. Although it would be probably a little bit tempting. You got some bills to pay. Hey, woof, this is found money, baby. That's found. I'm going to go with that, right? All right, Jen and I was talking about the congresswoman's initials on a target at a gun range, right? So what happened was a Republican activist, Ed Napolitano, apologized to U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz and resigned from his Republican Party positions over all these things that happened and what happened was it happened at a Southeastern Republican Club in the beginning of October. They met at a gun range, and about 40 people were at the event. The event was being held for Robert Lowry, a Republican that was trying to get his party's nomination to run against Wasserman Schultz next year. And they shot at a target with the letters DWS next to the silhouetted head. So, of course, you think nobody's going to talk about that? Of course. They said it was a joke, and it was, you know, basically it was a mistake, and they didn't really mean to do it. But too late, too much criticism from the Democrats. so he had to step away. Oof, that's a no-no. Odds and ends on the flip side.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Edition of Odds and Ends here on America Tonight. Check this out. I happen to catch it on Politico, but President Obama has been in office for, what, over 9 months. He's already hit the links, I guess, as much as President Bush did in over 2 years. I don't know. What does this mean or not mean? The number of rounds that the president has played of golf in office right now so far, 24. That took Bush 2 years and 10 months to do that for the 24. So, I mean, do we care that Obama's playing a bunch of golf or not? I care if he's playing a bunch of golf if he's not making decisions like on Afghanistan. But, you know, anybody who's in office, people start to weigh the hours. It's like all the times that Bush went to Crawford Ranch, and how much did you hear about that? How many vacation days did he take? And, you know, all that other sort of stuff. But good for Obama that he has time to work on his golf swing in the middle of everything that's happening. His wife, on the other hand, took some time off not to play golf, but instead to talk about why health care reform is so important. Here's what Michelle Obama is saying to the nation.
Hello. In my role as First Lady, I want to focus my attention on where policy and people intersect. And the need for health insurance reform is a critically important issue for families all across the country. Healthcare is something I've thought a great deal about myself as the mother of two young daughters. I'll never forget the night 8 years ago when our baby daughter Sasha just wouldn't stop crying. And we knew something was wrong, but we didn't know what. So we called our pediatrician and we met him early the next morning. He examined her and he told us that she might have meningitis. And then he sent us straight to the emergency room. You see, that moment in our lives flashes through my mind when we talk about healthcare reform. How if we hadn't had insurance, if we couldn't afford a doctor, we might have waited until it was too late. Our daughter could have lost her hearing or possibly even her life. And if we hadn't had good insurance, insurance that gave us the coverage that we needed, we could have been saddled with medical bills that we might not have been able to afford.
All right, so you're the First Lady involved in this, the push is on for the competitive option or public option or whatever they want to call it at this point. And again, to try to get health care reform passed by the end of the year. And it depends on the day as to how this thing is tracking on the Hill. Supposedly the Senate is close. They've got a measure at hand. Could there be a vote happening possibly by Wednesday? Stay tuned. Of course, we'll have to count down to that. And it's not a surprise that whatever form of whatever version, if they want to call the public option, will be in the bill. And it will kill it for some, and it'll make it pass for others. But the 60 is the number they're really looking for, obviously, in the Senate. Speaking of running and politicians and all of that, Newt Gingrich, there's been heavy speculation that he could run in 2012, but it's too far out to really confirm that. It's just, you know, conversation. Although, and he, you know, he does keep getting asked this about whether he's going to run. So the former House Speaker kind of dodges it and instead says, you know, he would think about contemplating it or, you know, whatever. But I think it's inevitable that he's going to try to make that run. It's a question of if you think about who are the possibilities at this point. And Mitt Romney's name still comes up. The governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, keeps coming up. His name is out there. Sarah Palin's name is out there. But there is just no way at this point for Gingrich, how he's trying to sort of come around the spin, is saying that he's going to think about it. He and his wife will think about it in 2011, that they're going to reach out to friends and everyone around them and around the country to see if that it makes sense and if there's a possibility and if he can fill a vacuum and whatnot. But I'll tell you what, he's getting the followers on Twitter, I guess. He's got 1.14 million followers on Twitter. Wow, how do you get that many? That's just right behind John McCain. I guess John McCain has tons of Twitter followers, too. So, and he's been all over Fox. He's writing books. He's certainly very, very visible. He's been on a ton of the Sunday talk show circuit shows. And he's free to say what he wants to say, obviously. He's not chained to the old gig, and he's weighing in on everything from healthcare to Afghanistan to whatever, and people are certainly having him on their shows. So I'd say that he's definitely leaning toward making a big run at the office, but who is it going to be? You know, who's going to be out there for the Republican Party this many years away? And, you know, it's iffy with Newt. He's polarizing. Some people either really, really like him or they think he's done. He's not somebody that they want to see back into politics, again. I'd say whoever it is, really 2011 is where they're going to start to sharpen those skills and they'll try to come out there more often and make more speeches, whoever it is that's going to end up being the choice. And, you know, it's interesting. I think Newt actually unfiltered, he is pretty good unfiltered, to be honest, because, like I said, he has no shackles on him. He's just sort of shooting from the hip sometimes when he's on the shows that he's been frequenting. And he, you know, he's usually with some of the opponents that are people going against him trying to spin in a different direction. He pretty much has nailed it out of the ballpark the couple of times that I've actually seen him do this. So whether he has the passion, the politics, the spin, the whatever, it's suited him well to be able to just say whatever he thinks. But there's a big difference in doing that and then coming back and trying to rally the conservative base and repair things that didn't work out so well for him, and to have people wanting to vote for you is different than appearing on a Fox show or even CNN or any of the spots that he's recently done. So it'll be curious to see whether or not he nails that 2012 thing. Like I said, I would not be surprised by it, certainly at all. All right, and this is no surprise. This is where we leave you this hour, finally. Securities exchanges have a network backup if you've got a severe pandemic because it keeps people from clogging the Internet. But the Homeland Security Department apparently says that they didn't have a plan to start to work on this, and now they're jumping to it. They need a web backup because they're worried. They're starting to have problems already. They had these unrealistic expectations of how the Internet could be managed if millions began to do what they need to do if they're sick and stay home or the kids are there and they're online. So think of the bandwidth. Uh-huh. So the General Accounting Office is going to have to scramble big time, because what will happen is how will the Internet be managed, basically, if millions start to telework from home? It could be pretty tough. That's why you have to do that planning. And swine flu, whether you think it really is truly a pandemic or not, they think it's going to get worse, especially when you talk about absentee rates at school and offices maybe closing, and also at work, and the companies and government offices want to keep operating. So they got to do that teleworking thing using the Internet. But if they don't have the bandwidth and everything starts to crash, it could get really, really ugly. Guess whose job that is? Yep, that would be the Department of Homeland Security, because it falls right underneath them with the telecommunications infrastructure to make sure it's protected. Hey, if you have to renew anything, go and renew it now. Driver's licenses, whatever, so you don't get stuck. That's my fair warning to all of you listening to the show.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.